I know everybody that, particularly members. Well, let me take this opportunity to welcome members and Honorable Sotis, Honorable Ndongeni, Honorable Van Dam, Honorable Van Skalvik is just out, and Honorable Kalako. So they are crossing the tree call. Welcome also the support staff of the committee. Welcome our guests. I don't know who they are, what they represent, but it's fine. A committee meeting is an open platform for everybody, unless it's tent. Otherwise, but generally, the committee is an open platform. We have our agenda in front of us. But before we deal with the agenda, may I also congratulate parties for the brilliant work during our campaign for local government elections. I think all of us did well for South Africa. We're not doing it for ourselves, we're doing it for South Africans. I think that's a job well done. But what we'll have to step up as parties is to pull out all those people from houses to go and vote. I think the challenge for our country is that people don't go out and vote, all of them. 50-something million people, and we are always under 8 million. So we'll have to do better than what we are doing now. But that was by way of saying to members, well done. There's no space for being tired. We'll be tired when we close this parliament at the end of the year. Not closing, but adjourning, because it's such an adjournment. And then you can get tired and go wherever you want to go. The agenda before us, honorable members, only three items. The first item is what I've already done, opening remarks. The second will be apologies. I will ask the secretary to read the apologies, committee secretary.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, honorable members and everyone. Chairman, we've received 4 apologies. First one being from Mr. Chedi. He is attending to constituency work. We've received an apology from Ms. Machora, who's on sick leave. We've received an apology from Mr. Kekana, whose wife is in hospital. We've received an apology from Ms. Veronica Van Dijk, who's also on sick leave. Thank you, Chairman.
Apologies to 100 members. Any comments or apologies for anyone moving the adoption of or acceptance of the apologies? Honorable Ndongeni? very much, seconded by Honorable Goncalves.
Thank you, Chair. I'm seconding the proposal.
Now, Secretary, do we correct? Say loud.
Thank you. Yes, Chairperson, we do correct. The committee column is 5 plus 1. Thank you, Chairperson.
So, members of the House are 6. Can you go to the minutes or the agenda? Because we must adopt the agenda. The agenda is tabled. Any amendments, adoption, all of that. Do we have the agenda in front of us, members? Or are you still looking at it? So that we discuss what we have adopted as an agenda. I have tabled the agenda, and then I just want the second, because the agenda is on the table. Honorable Fonskari.
Thank you, Chair. I'm moving before the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much. Minutes of the, no, no, the third term committee program is in front of us. Can we have, where is it?
You want to do it, whether you want to discuss each item on the agenda or would you like us to comment on it holistically?
I think it's fine. I mean, okay. The judgment is in front of us. We can comment on it.
All right. I've got a concern and a request. My concern is that once again, the filling of the vacancies on the SABC board are not included in the committee's program. Thus, earlier this year, we shortlisted some names, and there was a vetting process, I understand, and that vetting process was completed, but it is not included in this program. Can I request that you please include that? The one, just looking at how long these vacancies are listed, one is from July 2014, it is now August 2016, it's almost over 2 years since there's been a vacancy. The other one's from December 2014, and the other one's from January 2015. I don't think we can again delay filling those vacancies. We need to fill those vacancies, so can we include that in the program? And then my other is a request. I see we've put in one meeting to discuss issues at the SABC. I would like to request that we conduct a thorough parliamentary inquiry about what's going on at the SABC. There's been many, many issues which speak to institutional rot at the SABC, and I don't think it will suffice for us to have one meeting where the minister and the SABC talk for a couple of minutes, we respond, they leave, and that's the end of it. I think we need to conduct a thorough inquiry. We invite all the relevant parties that have been involved in this issue, and we conduct it over maybe a week or two. I don't think a day will be enough we have to deal with those issues, those serious issues at the SABC, and we as a committee, discharging our constitutional duties, need to make sure that we don't only find out what's going on, but we also give recommendations to the SABC about what needs to happen. So those are my two requests: SABC board vacancies and a thorough parliamentary inquiry on the SABC. One meeting will not suffice. Thank you, sir.
Okay, proposal members. Remember, we're still talking about the program and what to load in our program. 2 points raised. Honorable Kalako.
Thank you, Chair. I think, Chair, I don't know what issues which you were dealing with before, but I would agree with SABC needs a special attention.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a matter which we can just do it in a day. We need to do a thorough work when we deal with SABC so that we clear all these issues. As she's saying, some of them come from a long time ago, so that we move with them and we close them completely. So if between the management, the staff, you are able to fit in, as you said, the dates and program of parliament, so that we have that time. Because these things sometimes we need some permission for time from parliament according to program.
Thank you. Honorable
Consult. Thank you, Chairperson. From my side, I've noticed that even though we know that Tuesdays is our allocated time for our committees, we've also set aside Wednesdays and one Thursday, one or two Thursdays. So from my side, it's just a point of concern, taking into consideration that some of us are serving on other committees which will clash on those days. So I would like to suggest that we re-look at the round up all the members to ensure that we have a forum on those days if necessary. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor, any other comment? Yeah, no, you are free. Okay. We're here for that.
Thank you, Chair. So I just want to be clear, so just to support my colleague, I request that we do a parliamentary inquiry in terms of Rule 227 of the National Assembly Rules, which requires us to monitor, investigate, inquire, and make recommendations on any executive organ of state. So if we do decide to have thorough engagement on the SABC, that it be conducted in terms of Rule 227. And then in order to find space for it, I don't know if this is really okay with you, but maybe we push the public hearings on the Films and Publications Bill to a later stage and then use those dates for the parliamentary inquiry if the rest of the committee agrees. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment? I will come back to the issues raised. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, Chair, I forgot to mention also that I see that some of our meetings is scheduled to be until 4:30. So my question is just if a proper request has been made, seeing that we will have most probably a chamber sittings on those days. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other comment on the program? All right. On the up to plus four, the last point, the Secretary would like to inform us as to what are the arrangements. But I'm agreeing with the SABC matters. These are matters that have been there for many during the recess election campaign. Many things happened. We need to deal with them beyond next Tuesday. And I think that's an agreement that we take here. But in terms of the inquiry, Honorable Van Dam, Rule 227, I think we must take that and then engage the chapter of the House. The chapters. I think the chairperson of the committee must take it to the chair of chairs so that we have we communicate with the chairperson that these matters must be dealt with, and then there is that request. That is on Rule 227. I don't think there will be a progress in taking that process of linking up with the chair of committees. Is that okay? Honorable Sotis?
Citizen, let's do our own agreement about the seriousness of the issues of FEDC. You know, in the past we had a challenge whereby we did not give our own issues to completion. For example, we have to leave a little bit earlier to catch flights and maybe to put the emphasis on the index that no one should leave before complete the committee. But if we prefer people to report in writing, it's not just effective as you are and dealing with them one-on-one.
I think we are okay. Apart from those comments, we are okay with the program. Apart from those comments, we are okay with the program, but also the process that I'm going to take with the chair of the House in relation to the rule. It's reflected in the rule, but I think the question of the inquiry, I don't know whether we speak the same language in terms of that. The inquiry, the reason why I'm saying I'll take the process that goes to the chair, the engagement in the committee and the inquiry is two different things. Eh? That's why I want to take that process. Before Honorable Kalaku, you wanted to make a follow-up? Honorable, okay.
There's no problem with your process, but I think even on the proposal, there's no problem because committees do engage on inquiries, investigative inquiries. And in various committees, if you remember, did that on the FEDC chairperson. And it goes. So it took exactly the route you are taking with the approval, and because some of the things, they must get into the parliamentary process. So chair of chairs usually deal with those that. With those. Because in some of the things we you know these officials they come to you as level say, no, we bring our lawyers won't talk to you. So we need also our legal advisors and legal people around. So chair of chairs facilitate
those things. That's right. I think we're okay with the process. Because we're dealing with the program. So that the program will have to be okay by that office, and we must just push for all these things. You know, that's the problem of prolonging issues. If we have dealt with the issues of SABC at the time, we won't be in this situation, I think. So we really need to focus on it, put it aside, do other things. Okay. Thank you very much. That's the problem. Yes, Honorable Fanda.
The SNC board vacancies in the process of filling in. We've shortlisted candidates and the vetting process. What's the next step?
Maybe because of the memory, the having chair of the time, Can you assist us, Honourable Sadiq, what is the situation apart from doing the acting check? You have been in the committee for more than some of us.
It's quite some time that we have not engaged in such. I think we need to get the members of the previous subcommittee to a sitting and try to recap and maybe provide the fresh reports to the committee.
I was not there also, but my proposal, which it might be a slight amendment from, because I'm not sure whether SAPC still has a board which correlates or meets. I would say the first thing, why don't we first call the board and see if there's a board and request to meet the board. Despite, look, there have been all sorts of things, the boards that were firing each other, all those things, and so you don't know exactly whether there is a board or not. So it will be, to me, whilst we do that process, because we might be saying we want to feel the space that those people who were appointed went through the process, only to find out those people there still have to come back and appoint the board candidates. That's my request. I'll propose that instead of...
Look, the meeting of next week for the SABC ICAF issues, we've invited the board as well to cover what you say. And then we'll see. But all I know is that we have vacants, as Honorable Bandam is saying. We have invited them, that will cover what you say, Honorable Kalago. But in terms of the question, Honorable Sotis says we need to go back and check. Yeah, can we do that, members? Let's do that so that we deal with something that is concrete, because we don't have it in front of us now. Okay? Those were the issues of the program. Can we step off the program and go to... Because I sense that we have looked at the whole program and then made proposals and they are great. Can we go to the second item unless we want to deal with the last question that takes us, the meeting that takes us to 4:30. Do we have that time? Can say yes or no? Are they okay? Okay, we'll look at that. We'll look at that and then inform members. We go to the appeal of the meeting. Go to the minutes of the 5 and 19 of April, 3 and 11. Oh.
Just before we go, get into the minutes, can I just get back to the program? If I just request the Secretary to please mail me all the documentation relating to the issues that have been discussed, for example, any updates in terms of the editorial policy of the SABC, for example, etc. I'm not sure if there were updates that has been made. I only came into this in March of this year. If I could just get all the relevant update documents sent to me, please, to the committee secretary. Thank you very much, sir.
I think that's fine. I mean, some of us don't have documents as new people in the committee. So we'll have to deal with that. Is that fine? Because we're going to adopt the program after those amendments. Do we want to do that? Yeah. We discussed it, but made amendments, so it's the conclusion.
I move for adoption of the program with amendments and addition.
Come again?
So we move for the adoption of the program with amendments.
Yeah, okay. Savannah?
Jefferson, can we, I'm a little bit unsure what us adopting program, if we haven't decided what those amendments are, and if we're still waiting for the chief chairs to approve that inquiry. I mean, we can approve that we'll have a meeting next week, but the rest of the program, we can't adopt it unless, because it might change. So, I'm not sure what we adopt.
Yeah. Okay. Help?
Jefferson, I think it's inclusive to say we are the good amendment taking into consideration what was proposed. And also, Oluwalawo was indicating that there's some process to go in to the chair of chairs and stuff like that, but in principle, we do adopt it.
Pending the approval of the chair of chairs. It's not a final product. It will be a final product when the chair says yes. And then after, I'm going to come back on another from down. When if the chair says, it's okay, go ahead. Do we want to come back and adopt it? I think let's adopt it in principle pending the approval of the chair. Can we, are we comfortable with that?
I think that's the process. Otherwise, you can't go to the chair of chairs. What are you taking there? You can't go there with a draft. You can't go there with some suggestion. If we agree as a committee that this is the program with these 2 points and this and other amendments, that's what you take to the chair of chairs. And then you'll only come back to us as a chair now from chair of chair. If chair of chair has some objections on some parts of the program or about the team, that's the only time you'll take it back. But it's procedural for the committee to adopt it so that it is mandated to go to the chair of chairs.
Okay. Now, go to the minutes. Must be careful here because minutes are adopted by people who are present. Nani kona ni? If you start with the fifth, we have the fifth. Yes. I have 5th April with me, and then 19th April, 3rd May, and then 11th May, in that order. We'll start with the 5th of April. Minutes, were they circulated before meeting? Members, did you get the minutes before this meeting? Okay, now we take minutes as read if there were situations, and we all go to page 1. Honorable from Scully.
Thank you, Chairperson. Seeing that the minutes has been circulated well in advance, I would like to propose adoption of the minutes of the 1st of April.
Okay, let's take that, but let's just run quickly page by page so that we can refresh our minds in terms of all of that. Page 1. And page 2. Consulvic move the adoption in a second? Honorable Ndongeni is second. Can we talk when we second for the record? Honorable Consulvic was audible. And then can we hear you, Honorable Ndongeni?
Thank you, Chair. I'm seconded.
Honorable Ndongeni is seconding the adoption of Minutes of the 5th, April 2016.
Chairperson, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that Honorable Ndongeni's name is not appearing anywhere in the minutes of the 5th of April, either by way of being present or
Thank you very much. I missed that a lot. Can we be clear about that, members, so that we don't do what Honorable Ndongeni was doing? Honorable Sotis is second.
I second, Sotis.
Okay. Minutes of
the... But Chairperson, sorry, so her name is not reflecting anyway, either by Honorable Ndongeni's name, either by way of being absent or present.
Oh, okay.
So if we can have that corrected.
So what it means is she never apologized, eh? So if you don't apologize in a meeting, you just don't appear. Your name appeared when you apologize. So she was absent in a meeting. Thank you very much. Can we... Can we go to minutes of the 19th? And please be very careful and look at your name before you propose. Page 1. Yes,
just an issue on the spelling of my surname, please. Say with the other minutes there are some misspellings. If the secretary can just get the spelling correct, it's N-E-W. H N E W H O U D T. Jochen.
N E W H O U D T.
Okay. And also in the other minutes as well. Thank you, Secretary. Thanks, Chair.
Can you correct that? All right. Page 1. Apart from that correction. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4.
Sorry, Chair, for taking you back. Just on page 2, the third last paragraph, it's indicating Mr. Mashoba, and can we please correct that to Ms. Mashoba? Thank you. And page 2.
Page 2.
And with that amendment, I would like to second the proposal to adopt it.
Thank you very much. Minutes of the 3rd of May. Page 1. Page 2. Johnson? Skalvik?
I would like to propose adoption of the minutes for the 3rd of May. Thank you.
March 7th? Madam Dongen?
Thank you.
Is your name there? Okay.
Okay. I seconded the minute of the 3rd of May.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Minutes of the 11th of May. Page 1. Page 2.
I'm seconding the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. We're done with the minute. Mm-hmm. Everything will be in order, and then Honorable Sotetu will sign as the acting chair. Item number 3, it will now be a briefing by the content advisor. Am I right? Go ahead.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Can we all have the hard copy? And then it's reflected that it's becoming great. But I think if there are more hard copies, it will be important for us to put a note. We cannot note there in the screen. But in the meantime, you can go ahead to Marika.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Morning, Honorable Members, and welcome back. We miss you. Just to also clarify that this is a collective presentation, so my colleagues will obviously be coming in there to assist with the information. And also to profusely apologize for the typographical errors that are there. There's not many. Maybe you haven't noticed them as well. So ready to kickstart, it's going to be quite a brief presentation, but basically we're looking at the current issues before the committee that we have to deal with, including statutory appointments, the bills, the oversight visits, as well as the alignment to our 5-year strategic plan and the APP, which is the annual performance plan. To kickstart the discussions, we'll start with the statutory appointments, and to say that the committee has the statutory requirement to recommend candidates for appointment to the board and council of ICASA, the MDDA, as well as the SAPC board. If we look at the ICASA council alone, it is the National Assembly that recommends persons for appointment to ICASA Council as per Section 5 of the ICASA Act and the amendment thereof. The Council of ICASA consists of 9 council members. There's currently 7 councillors, and the committee is in the process of appointing the 2 other councillors. Mr. Ngoma will take over to expatiate on that issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Madleta. Just to refresh the members that before Parliament went on recess, the committee had advertised the call for nominations to fill in these 2 vacancies in the ICASA Council. We have then received 35 nominations. Mr. Foss will, as of today, be calling all the members, admin assistants, to come through to our offices to collect the documents. We'll unfortunately not be giving them to these officers to put on the pigeonhole because we've had problems with members receiving documents of that nature. So, as of today, Mr. Foss will be making those documents available to the members together with the summarized or abridged version of the business for those nominations. And as members have gone through the program, these two vacancies have also been programmed, and we are hoping that we will be finalizing the filling of the vacancies by the end of the term. Thank you, Zabalek.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma. To move on to the MDA board, and according to the MDA Act Section 4, the board of the MDA must consist of 9 members, of which 6 of the members are appointed by the President of the Republic through the recommendations of National Assembly, through this committee, let's say. And also the other 3 outstanding members will be appointed by the President, of whom one must be of coming from a background of commercial print media and the other from the commercial broadcast media. There's currently 2 vacancies. I know your paper says 1, but it's just one of the typographical errors. The first vacancy was created as a result of Mr. Bendeni, and I'm sure Mr. Ngoma will give us a brief update on that. The second one was of Mr. Chabulane Bloss, whose term ended in June, and the matter was subsequently forwarded to the committee for its placement. I'll give over to Mr. Ngoma to talk to the issue of Mr. Bendeni.
No, wait. Let me run the meeting.
Apologies.
Let me run the meeting, Chair. So that there is no confusion. So it is that because the presentation must flow, even in a hard copy. There is no need not to effect what the sector is always saying after you present it. So I don't think there is any problem in that. So that when you read the document, you read the document that flows. Okay? I know we should have done this before coming to the meeting, us, the chair and yourselves. But for the purpose of progress, I think let's do that. Let's allow you to proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. As Mr. Madaka had indicated, that there are currently 2 vacancies in the MDDA board, one of which the matter is still before Parliamentary Legal Services, and the other one has been sent to the committee to address that in June. However, we are still to discuss the way forward regarding the advertisement of that one vacancy. Thank you, Mr. Mark.
Through you, Chairperson, thank you, Mr. Ngoma. I think the essence of that, because of the cost being cured as a result of advertisement, it would be probably most advisable that the 2 vacancies are filled at the same time, so that we don't have to do 2 adverts for the same board members. I'll move on to the SABC board.
Okay.
And these vacancies, I see, you know, there's 2 type of manners in which the vacancies are filled. There's one that is through us recommending to the president, and then just the president appointing on his own. So are these vacancies the ones that we must fill, or is just the president committed on his own?
Thank you, Honourable Member. The 2 vacancies that are currently vacant are the ones that belong to the committee. That should be for the committee. Thank you.
Through you, Chairperson, thank you, Mr. Ngoma. I suppose the issue around the SABC board has been discussed, so I'd like to, through you, Chairperson, to move on to the next part of the process.
No, can you
do
that?
Okay, so if there are issues, because I'll prefer the approach that says after you present the FADC, let them gauge the questions and all of them.
Thank you, Chairperson. As you all know, the FADC consists of 12 non-executive board members appointed by the President, of course through the advice of the National Assembly. And then there is also the 3 executive members, which consist of the chief executive officer, the chief financial officer, and the chief operations officer of the corporation. So in total, the SABC board should have 15 members. Currently, we have 3 vacancies in the SABC board. That has been referred to the committee. And the committee has advertised the corporate persons to be nominated for the vacancy in 2015. However, there was no satisfaction in terms of the persons that were nominated, and we propose to restart the process again. And I'm sure through you, Mr. Honorable Chairperson, Mr. Ngoma can elaborate the service.
Thank you, Chairperson Trust. Mr. Madek is correct to say that the process was restarted afresh, and we did advertise and we received a total number of 58 CVs. And on 6 February, the committee shortlisted 9 candidates, and the interviews were then scheduled to be held in March. But, as we had said earlier on, we await guidance from the committee on how to further proceed with that matter. Thank you.
Let's deal with this one. What guidance are you... do you need from us?
Probably the former acting chairperson can respond better, because after we had shortlisted the chairperson and we had proposed it for the interviews, we were told that we must take the matter off the committee program and await that directive from the former acting chairperson. Thank you.
I think we had a number of challenges as we were preparing to go for elections. So the administrative part was not in order, so they just put them on hold until we started and do it accordingly. But just can see that you said you have your people of the request that you're looking for. We said this time around, let's do the right thing, have enough time to get applicant of quality. But generally, we had a lot of challenges with the SABC.
So the committee did receive the applicants and decided the such.
As it is stated here, those are the applicants that were not happy about, and it was agreed in the committee that were not happy about the examiner that we had by then.
Another
I think the former acting chairperson is confusing the processes, because there was 2 different ones. The last one we had was in February. We shortlisted 9 candidates. There were deliberations in the committee, and not everyone agreed with the names, but those were the names that were shortlisted, and we were going to interview. So the last that happened was that we were going to interview, and there have been several delays and several issues brought up about why we couldn't interview, but it was not because we were unhappy with the names as a committee. It was because of other dynamics that we're not aware of. I'd like to actually support that.
Honorable
Kalak was said. I think let's have the inquiry, and we should try and have that quite urgently, and then decide on a way forward with the board. Because we might very well, as a committee, decide we're unhappy with the current board and want to start afresh. So I would support the position saying, let's have the inquiry and then we fill those vacancies. But it is, the reason why the interviews have happened is not because we here said we're not happy with the names. It's because of other dynamics which I'm not aware of. I mean, I remember there was a meeting postponed, and I asked why has this meeting been postponed. We were supposed to interview candidates, and I was told that, I didn't get a response about why that meeting was postponed.
You know, we rely on few people, because some of us are not here. So now we rely on Honorable Sosesi, Honorable Van Dam, Ndongeni, and Honorable Van Beek. The rest of us are not around. Honorable Sosesi.
Actually, Honorable Van Dam is mentioned of something. She's right, apart from the names, there were a number of dynamics that things were just, you know, falling in order. I remember, actually there was a student and first, why don't you just forget about the whole thing and start afresh? Because it was that reason and that, yes. And maybe she was in that out of emotions, because there was a follow-up in the committee to say, you actually said you should just do away with this thing. But to be honest, there were a number of challenges that at that time to be sorted out. I mean, if we are, you know, being pushed to do things, and after we have to dismantle sort of the whole project and start afresh, time is money. So that was the reason why we said let's put on hold, because nothing was just getting hold. Okay. Things were just falling apart.
Another Sandrick.
Thank you, Chairperson. My proposal would be that we not go back and focus on moving forward. So hence, I would agree with the last proposal made by Honorable Sandam taking this matter forward. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, thank you very much. I thought that's the correct approach. Because I can see and hear Honorable Sandam doesn't agree with the Honorable suggestion. I think that's fine. I mean, that happened at some stage. But I think the way forward is that we take that route, we look at what we have in terms of the board and take the process that we have agreed upon. Let's close it there. FABC, yeah. President Malika.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. We'll go to the next slide, which essentially deals with the bills that are before committee. Apologies for the title again, but it's been corrected on the screen, so you'll get that information. The first bill that was tabled to the committee was the Films and Publication Amendment Bill. The committee received briefings on the bill by March 2016, and the committee advertised for a call for public comment, and the closing date was extended to 26 May 2016. A total of 32 submissions were officially received by the Secretary. The committee shall endeavor to conduct public hearings from 30th August to 1st September 2016. And the deliberations on this bill are set to be conducted on the 21st and 22nd of September 2016.
Nothing. Proceed.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The second bill for the committee was the Broadcasting Amendment Bill, of which the committee received a briefing by the department on the bill as early as March 2016. The Department of the Parliamentary Legal and Constitutional Development made further presentations on the bill on whether it has met all constitutional requirements of law and on whether the bill was subject to decay, and there is a matter before the Court between the Minister of Communications and others in relation to the removal of certain board members. Subsequently, the committee debated to section, following opinions as presented by the Parliamentary Legal Services, the Department, and the State Law Advisor. I don't think we've done anything further than that in terms of calling for public proposals, submissions. As far as I think Mr. Ngoma can clarify a bit more on this. 3 minutes.
Can you take us on that?
Well, thank you, Chair President. Just to concur with my colleague that the last move that was done on this bill was when the committee received the legal opinion presentations from our legal services, the department, together with the Office of the State Law Advisor. The committee has not taken any other decision following that meeting, Chairperson. So we await the committee guidance. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson. I seem to recall us taking a resolution that we're going to put out a call for public comments on the bill.
who did similarly with the Films and Publications Board. Am I wrong? I seem to recall a resolution like that.
Yes.
I don't think that is correct, Honorable Chair. There was no deliberation. Because I remember the last engagement that we had was particularly to get presentations from both the department and the state law advisor. Needless to say that we had also requested that there must be an independent advisor, legal advisor, that was supposed to have presented. But the department had consolidated their opinion as well as that of the state advisor, and there was not necessarily any particular resolution that the committee took in relation to the bill. And of course we can refer back to the minutes to ascertain this matter, but I'm quite sure that we do not deliberate further. Thank you. I just wanted to say my apologies, Honorable Chair. I take it back. I just thought maybe it would be in order for me to say the onus would be on the committee to then give us a direction as to where we go in this particular process on this particular bill. Thank you.
Because it supposed to have
Honorable Chair, it would seem that this process has just stopped in the middle of nowhere, and it would not augur well for the committee, as we know that there's a lot of issues that we're dealing with pertaining to the FADC. But of course, we can't make the decisions. It's only the honorable members that can decide whether we go and call for public comment or as the natural process, or we go on a public hearing endeavor specific to it. Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Okay, members? No, you're right. I mean, occupy the space.
Can I suggest, or again, Chair, that we conduct the inquiry, see what the problems are at the FADC, and then decide on a way forward. This bill seeks to remove a number of board members. I think we need to, as a committee, familiarize ourselves 100% with exactly what's going on at the FADC, and then we can deal with this bill. I don't think this is urgent. I think dealing with what's going on at the FADC is urgent, and then we can decide what we need to do with that bill.
Thank you. Chris?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. We'll move on to the next slide, which deals with oversight visits. And, of course, the last oversight is it that the committee undertook officially, you know, as part of its program was in 2015. Needless to say that the forthcoming public hearings on the amendment bill also constitute somewhat an oversight program of the committee. However, the committee should embark on an oversight program independent of the public hearings. For various reasons. One is ensuring that we adhere to our strategic plan and ADP. The second is that we continue to benchmark reporting, all the entities reporting to the department based on first-hand evidence as witnessed by the committee during interaction with the department and its entities. And the third is based on the fact that the portfolio committee did not conduct an oversight due to a tight parliamentary problem, it's important that the committee during the fourth term undertakes at least one oversight in order to adhere to its constitutional mandate. I recall that just before the former chairperson left, we were due to go on public oversight for public committee media, particularly broadcasting, because as you know, there are a lot of issues about governance which we were exposed to pretty when we did our last oversight. So the intention would be we at least embark on one of those extensive oversight where we look at the entire committee broadcasting media platforms. Thank you, Chair.
Any issue on oversight visits? Do you agree with the proposal that says we must conduct? It's Honorable Franz Kalbeck.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would fully agree with the proposal made in terms of the oversight visit, seeing that we've neglected our responsibility for this financial year. Thank you.
proceed.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Our last slide looks at our alignment to our TCC, to our strategic plan, as well as the APT goals. For this current financial year, 2016-2017, we have not necessarily adopted an APT. And the Secretary is currently revising, analyzing the revisions of this document. So they will be circulated to the members for further review. And the hope is that, with a humble request, that during the fourth term program of the committee, we allocate some time to extensively deal with the issue of the APP and adopt them so that we can at least align ourselves to the five strategic goals of the committee. I thank you, Chair.
Okay. Any view on the last part of the presentation? Okay. If you look at our program that we still have to submit to the chair, there are dates for public hearing, if you look at your page 2 of the program, proposed program, at the bottom, there is Tuesday, 30th August, public hearings on Freedoms and Publications Amendment Bill. And then the following page, there will be that will be the 31st of August. So the, and then after that, there will be September. So there is there are proposals for the public hearing there on the program that we have in principle adopted, pending the approval of the chair of chairs. Because this is a presentation, I will allow the secretary to raise the issues that he's whispering. Okay, so that's it. It's not a next week's meeting. It's a meeting of all of us. So next week's meeting, we are free to whisper and whisper. And we'll be having it. Can you raise the issues?
Thank you, Chairperson. What I was actually raising, Chair, is relating to the dates that have been put aside for the public hearings on the Freedoms and Publications Amendment Bill, which is the 30th and 31st of August, as well as the 1st of September. Also taking into consideration that there probably is going to be a request from the committee going to the House Chairperson for what was discussed here earlier on relating to the FADC. So my concern, not a concern, but just wanted to bring it up so that even when colleagues request the program, that they are aware that those dates might be affected by the outcome of that application to the House Chairperson, because so that everyone is aware that in as much as the program is adopted in principle, it is likely to change subject to the outcome of the application to the House Chairperson's office. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. I think that's it, members. We're done with the presentation, and we've reflected on issues that may be flooded on the presentation by the support staff. Are we all okay? Now, yes, Honorable Fonsalve.
Chairperson, sorry for taking you back, but the constituency period is starting on the 26th of September, and based on past experiences, usually the last week before the constituency period, it's committee week. We haven't deliberated or haven't been given any update on what may happen then. Maybe we can squeeze in oversight visit during that period, if it's still according to past experiences. Maybe we can get some guidance from the committee secretary.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. That is the week that we have reserved for the deliberations on the Freedoms and Publications Amendment Bill. If you, honourable members, noted there our deliberations, the proposed dates from the deliberations, which might also be affected by the application to the RJ, if it affects the dates for the public hearings, these dates might also be affected, but they are scheduled for 20th. 21 and 22 September. That is that last week that is usually reserved for committees or off-site. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you.
Well, it takes us to the end of the program part. If you look at our program on the 23rd, on the 23rd of August, which is next week, we have a meeting with the department. But can we, because we can do it in-house, can we start with the, instead of starting with minutes, if we end up adopting, I mean, we take it as the right item, the issue of minutes. We deal with the oil issues first and then come back to the minutes at the end. But secondly, do we have an agenda for next week? For the 23rd, yes, we are meeting the government, but we have an agenda. Because in that meeting, we have called it the department, the board of SABC, and the HAF. And if you look at page 2 of the program, Yes, we have briefing by the minister. We have this SABC editorial policy. So what is reflected in the program will be the agenda for the day. Can we, if you look at the program, it becomes the agenda of the day, but also you settle the agenda apart from the program. And I trust that we have communicated with the board, with the CASA, and the department for a meeting and what they expect. And all of them have content. What is the situation? So that we when we come here, we know that the board is coming here together with the department and have these are state entities, isn't it?
Thank you, Chairperson. I have set out invitations, Chairperson, as you'll be aware, on the 27th of July, one to the Ministry of Communication and the SABC Board, inviting the Ministry to come and do the presentation on the editorial policy of the SABC and its impact to the broadcaster. Secondly, on the implementation plan of the ruling of the CASA Compliance and Complaints Committee on the Media Monitoring Project, the SABC case, and three, on all litigation against the SABC and financial impact. And Chairperson, the second one is on ICASA, Chairperson, could please and compliance committee ruling on the media project versus RADC case, the broadcasting license condition of the RADC and the recent industrial action and the impact on the Rajabita. I sent out the invitation on the 27th of July, Chairperson. I have been in contact with the ban office from the ministry, but there is no acknowledgement of receipt of my invitation from both from SAPC, the Ministry of Communications, and the Car Council Chairperson. Thanks.
But the meeting is going ahead on the 23rd. The department together with the entities must be here. Honorable Fonsani.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would therefore propose that or recommend that the committee secretary just will follow up, ensuring that the meeting does materialize. If he didn't receive any acknowledgement, then the chances is that they might not pitch. So if you can just do a follow-up in terms of the invitation that is sent.
Thank you. Honorable citizen.
Yeah, it was exactly my point on the conference council. And also the government shows they sent out invitations on the 27th July. But till now there's no acknowledgement.
Yeah.
27th July. That's what he was. Yeah, I think it's important to make a whole other joint to care to get the people don't peace up and they're gonna do the money.
Okay. Today will be follow up. Right. Items are done. Can I, before anyone proposes closure, it was quite a short but very, in my view, very good meeting. Because this is where we must start, so that we do things properly. I'll really persuade members who are not here to come on the 23rd. But also very worried that the time is too short. Hence the proposal from members. That 9:30 to 1:00, dealing with two entities and the department. It's too short a time. But I think let's try it, but also deal with issues with speed, but must get what we want to get. Time can be long, but if there is no fruitful outcome, then it's a problem. But let's gear up for the, at least those who are here must ensure that on the 23rd they are here. And then we have to talk to others who are not here. I hope it's not clashing with any of your committees. No, we can assess the issues. Although the issues on telecoms may not be as bad as issues communication as well discussed. So I think let's do that this way so that we are able to, I mean, if we are here, all of us, it will be easy to deal with issues, understand them, push for some conclusions on these matters. Thank you very much, members, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.